these countless actions which bring a pencil into being. Each member of this family tree supplies only a small amount of the necessary know-how needed to make a pencil. They do so voluntarily, not because they necessarily want pencils or like pencils, but because by working to create them, they exchange their labor and skills for the wages that let them buy what they want and need. What you're seeing is the market at work. The spontaneous configuration of creative human energies, of millions of people with their various skills and talents, organizing voluntarily in response to human necessity and desire, as if led by an invisible hand to promote an end which was no part of the intention. Every second we are alive, we benefit from the products of voluntary, spontaneous cooperation. This is the modern world. It's miraculous, it's intricate, and it gets better every day, so long as people are free to interact with each other. If we can leave the creative energies of humankind uninhibited, there's no limit to what we can accomplish.
I think that's a big deal.
Yes.
Adam Smith referred to all of this as spontaneous order. That is, no one person, no group of people, no government, no group of governments can possibly know everything that's involved in creating anything. These are things that happen through voluntary action. Sometimes government intervene, like China, with its currency manipulation, or the United States with its subsidies for sugar and mushrooms or what have you. But the fact of the matter is, when people say, are you a globalist or are you an American? I want you to look around, ladies and gentlemen, because if we didn't have robust international commerce and trade, virtually everything you have would disappear. This is why the so-called populists refer to agrarianism. Do you want to be an agrarian? Do you want to grow your own vegetables in your backyard? Oh, yes. That's populist, agrarianism. It's actually quite Maoist, if you ask me. More when I return.
Levin Show. This is the home of the July 4th Americans. And you can call at 877-381-3811.
Do you know we have quadrupled the manufacture of goods in the United States since 1980? Quadrupled? Now, that's not good enough. We could do a lot better. But the problem's not foreign countries. The problem's our own country. More specifically, the federal government. That's where the focus needs to be. These other countries, China's a big, big country, but its economy is absolutely minuscule, really, compared to ours. And Mexico's a joke. You want to protect our industries, you got to protect our smokestacks. And our smokestacks are under attack, not by Japan, but by the Environmental Protection Agency that wants to put them out of business. Ask the coal miners in this country. The coal miners who are losing their jobs faster, at a higher rate, than in any other industry on the face of the earth. Ask them who's putting them out of business. China wants to buy our coal. Did you know that? And I'm no special pleader for China. As far as I'm concerned, the people who run China, the communist despots, they can all drop dead. That's not the point. I'm a special pleader for America. And you have to be able to diagnose the actual problems we're facing. So we've quadrupled manufacturing goods in the United States. Over half of what we manufacture here is exported to other countries. So you massively increase tariffs and you impose protectionist policies on other countries. They're going to impose them on us and we will have a disaster. And in 1930, that's exactly what happened. After two other massive tariffs put in place from 1922 and on, 1930 with Smoot-Hawley. Senator Reed Smoot of Utah, Oregon Representative Willis Hawley. We had the Tariff Act of 1930. Massively increased tariffs across the board. And as a result, a deeper and deeper depression. Almost 24% unemployment at its peak. It went on for a decade. And of course, we had a change in our constitutional governing system as a result. That's why the liberals always talk about what they can do in a crisis, because they create them. Benjamin Harrison, he supported protectionism and high tariffs. And that's what we got. You know what else we got? A massive depression. After 1888. Oh, I wonder how that happened. Must have been the Northern American Free Trade Agreement. There was no North American Free Trade Agreement at the time. There was no Trans-Pacific Partnership at the time. There were none of those things at the time. None of them. We make bad trade deals, says Trump. Maybe so. But we kill ourselves internally. We drive up the cost of production. Administrators everywhere telling us what to do. IRS agents everywhere harassing businesses. And it's getting worse. Obamacare. Dodd-Frank. Everybody should get freebies. What we have in this country, frankly, is culture rot. Some of us get up every morning and we work hard right into the night. Some of our fellow citizens don't get off their ass, never work hard, right into the night. But it's easier to talk about other people in other countries, just easier. Now, what is this thing spontaneous organization or spontaneous action or spontaneous order that I'm talking about? Well, it's not easy to define on the campaign trail, thus nobody defines it. But I'm not on the campaign trail. I'm not seeking your vote. I don't need to play games. Well, again, let us return to the Competitive Enterprise Institute and a number of great economists, including Walter Williams, and take a listen. And they didn't invent this notion, by the way. Adam Smith gave a definition, among others. Cut 20, go.
One of the most important ideas that iPencil explores is spontaneous order. But what is spontaneous order?
Spontaneous order is a pattern of action that emerges among diverse individuals through a process of trial and error rather than through a process of top-down central planning.
When order arises because of the free interplay of supply and demand, of voluntary, mutually beneficial transactions between free people, it can be said to be spontaneous.
Spontaneous order is simply the order that doesn't have a single mind ordering it.
People might be kind of surprised that order emerges spontaneously, but through voluntary interaction, particularly voluntary interaction through markets, people are able to create and generate the sort of unplanned information that ultimately helps to guide people's decisions.
Order can be very, very spontaneous, and I think the reason why it's not obvious or appreciated because it happens so routinely.
Spontaneous order doesn't just exist in the world of economics. It's something that happens all around us in surprising ways.
If you think of traffic, if you look at it sort of from the eighth floor, instead of being down in the traffic, you can see the pattern.
I think one of the very, very important things that happens spontaneously without government control, and namely, that's language.
No central authority has ever commanded that we all speak a certain way. Language is developed in a rather evolutionary way, in a way that benefits everybody.
Without a central planner, individual people still make plans and decisions on their own and send signals to others without knowing it. And even in completely unplanned systems, patterns can begin to emerge that are both beautiful and unpredictable.
And the problem is that when we see a pattern, we assume that someone ordered it. And that's a deep confusion, because people think, well, The only way we can achieve order is by ordering people.